She's a witch, I tell you. Ugly as a coot with hardly no hair. She's got monstrous red eyes and fingernails like the claws of a hawk. Mary O'Teal paused to warm her hands by the pot-bellied stove in the one-room schoolhouse. Her listeners crowded closer. Old Marthy is her name, she continued, lowering her voice to a whisper. Late at night, when the moon's as full as a pumpkin, she comes around making mischief. If she takes a disliking to you, she'll sneak inside while you're dreaming and put a curse on you. As she listened from her desk, Christy Huddleston couldn't help smiling. 8-year-old Mary definitely had a vivid imagination. Christy knew her students loved to tell each other haunt tales. But she worried about the younger children. They were easily frightened, and she didn't want the stories getting out of hand.
You're just talking to hear yourself talk, Mary, said Ruby Mae Morrison, a 13-year-old with vibrant red hair and a personality to match. Ain't nobody ever seen old Marthy.
Mary jutted her chin.
My great-granny has, she replied.
She inched her right foot closer to the old stove. Like most of the children at the mission school, she did not own a pair of shoes. Even now, in January, Mary and her friends walked to school barefoot. Ruby Mae twisted a strand of hair around her index finger.
You're saying Granny's seen a witch up close-like?
Mary nodded.
Granny saw old Marthy make someone eat a witch ball.
What's that? Asked Ruby Mae.
A witch ball's a bunch of pine needles all wrapped round and round with a person's hair.
What happens when you eat it?
At the strike of 12, Mary whispered, you turn into a big, hairy old bat, and there ain't no turning back neither.
Christy cleared her throat. You know, it's almost time for school to start, she said, giving Mary a patient smile. Maybe we've had enough of these silly stories for one day.
But teacher, they ain't silly, Mary said. They're haunt tales.
Girls, Christy asked gently, are any of you afraid of these scary stories? No one answered. Well, let me ask you this. Are any of you afraid of the dark? Vella Holt, a tiny 5-year-old with auburn pigtails, climbed onto Christy's lap.
Oh, yes'm, Vella exclaimed. It's scary to have to leave the firelight and walk into the shadows to bed. Most nights, I put the covers over my head.
Children, Ruby Mae scoffed. Christy couldn't help grinning. Christy knew for a fact that Ruby Mae still liked to sleep with a tattered rag doll.
It gives me prickles to peer at the dark, Vella whispered to Christy. I'm always scared for fear I'll see a ghost.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Christy said. I was like that when I was a girl.
You was? Mary exclaimed.
I'd lie there in my bed, shivering and shaking, thinking of all the stories I've heard about ghosts and witches and whatnot.
So how'd you get over it?
Ruby Mae asked. One day, they sang a certain song at Sunday school. Seemed as if it was just for me. I'll sing it for you.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. He will take care of you.
Mary nodded thoughtfully.
That's right nice. I like the sound of it.
So whenever I was scared of the dark, Christy continued, stroking little Vella's hair, I'd sing those 4 lines over and over to myself. And you know what, girls? After a while, the love of God was more real to me than any old ghost. Pretty soon, all the ghosts went away. Ever since then, the dark has seemed friendly and cozy. Mary reached over and gave her a shy hug.
Sing it again, teacher, will you? Then I won't disremember it.